Good morning. We continue with our study of Chovos HaLevavo Shaar Bitachon, and today's a big day on our calendar because we're going to complete the fourth chapter of Shaar HaBitachon. And within that end of the fourth chapter, the author of the Chovos HaLevavo asks us, how does one prioritize his concept of Avas Hashem in his realm of Bitachon? How am I supposed to be able to show and demonstrate to myself and to achieve the status within myself of one who is Oeb Es Hashem, of one who loves Hashem? Says the author of the Chovos HaLevavos, the answer is, he encourages other people to do it. He loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much that he wants everybody else to share that love. And the Rav Matzio Salomon comments and notes, this is how the best Kiruv Rechokim is done. It's not done because there are fancy and flashy multimedia displays. It's not done because we have these big, huge, wonderful, terrific meals and turn Friday nights into Shabbos and have Shabbat projects. That's not what brings people close to Yiddishkeit. What brings people close to Yiddishkeit? They see a sincere person who wants them to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu as seriously as the person who's doing the Kiruv does as well. If you look back at the early Mekarvim of our century, if you look at the some of the great names, when you met Rebbetzin Youngreis, Zichrona Levracha, if you remember and met Rav Noach Weinberg of Eshat Torah, or some of the greats, Rabbi Findel, and others who founded and were involved in Or Sameach, you saw individuals who loved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it was that was infectious to the people who came into contact, even the ones who were not religious. They at the time understood that I want to be like that person. That person is an inspiration, not because of what he or she said, nor was it because of the great potato kugel, though the potato kugel definitely helps. It was because the person wanted you to share the experience, the same experience that person had. And in that situation, those people truly understand Avas Hashem. Rav Matzio adds that this was the talent of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is recognized as Avraham Ohavi. He is Avraham who loved me. Why is that so important? It's so important because he tried to spread that love to the rest of the world beyond. And when a person goes ahead and has that type of relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, when he has that type of infectious desire, then all of a sudden it becomes a desire point. He has some sort of connection for something beyond that I want to have as well. And sometimes even among those who are the faithful, even among those who are identified not as outreach but in reach, when we meet those who really, really have a deeper connection, that's where we get inspired as well. Talk to any of our kids, or for some of us, ourselves. When we met those inspiring teachers or families, whether it be here in the States through the years of education, or whether it was beyond, when it was out there in the land of Israel perhaps, some of the families perhaps you had a connection to because of the chesed that we were involved in, wherever it was and whatever it was, in these situations, what we had was something special. We saw that those people had a certain relationship that we were jealous of and desirous of. And the cool part of the jealousy is that the other people wanted us to have the same connection as well. That's a certain sense of bitachon. It's a certain sense of responsibility. And it's a certain desire that exists to spread it beyond. They wouldn't lose their connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam because we had it. And when we raise our kids with that same sense, we want our kids to have that same experience. We are also involved in Kiruv Rechokim. We are also involved in bringing our kids an experience that they otherwise would not have. When we show them a Shabbos, when we show them a Tefillah, when we give them the inspirational opportunities, we are showing them that which we hold true and safe and dear to us as well. And what's that? The opportunity to be close, the opportunity to grow, the opportunity to have. And so therefore, as we close out the fourth parak of Chovos HaLevavos, Shaar HaBitachon, and tomorrow hopefully Bezras Hashem open the fifth, as we close out the month of Tammuz, and tomorrow Bezras Hashem include the beginning of the month of Av, we should really realize that Avinu Shabashamayim, the month of Av should bring us a source of Nechama. It should be a source of Anichon. And as we're going today through our days, let's look for an opportunity, just a little bit, here and there, to bring somebody else to experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way we experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there within, showing ourselves and the others just how good we have it, how good we hang from it, and how good it is to love Hashem. Have a wonderful, terrific day.